is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. We are at CPAC Dallas 2022. CPAC Dallas 2022. Mike Lindell, I just hung up the phone with him. He is at an event and hopes to join us by Skype before the hour is over. We won't hold him to it, but we do hope he can do that. He's got a crazy schedule. And of course, he'll be coming in here to CPAC and be with us Thursday, Friday, and I think Saturday here at CPAC in Dallas. We're going to be joined a little bit later in this broadcast live by Garland Favorito. Garland's going to give us an update on some things and give us his take on what happened in the primary elections yesterday. You've been following those, right? Well, it appears as though the attempt was made to try to steal the election from Carrie Lake. One report had her double digits ahead of her Republican primary contenders. And then through the night, it looked like it was all slipping away. And many experts are attributing it to mail-in ballot fraud. Yep, mail-in ballot fraud. But as the evening went on, as morning broke, Carrie Lake was declared the winner of the America First candidate, the Trump-endorsed, Mike Lindell-endorsed, regular here on Lindell TV. Carrie Lake is now the Republican primary winner, headed now to the general election for governor of Arizona. Well, it shows us pretty much what their plan is, doesn't it? It is to stick to the same plan they've always had, voter fraud and more voter fraud. And Garland Favorito will join us here in a few minutes to give us his take on what happens. We'll be joined later in the broadcast by State Representative Mark Finchem. He's running for Secretary of State in Arizona. And guess what? He also won his election. Some experts are saying that what happened was the folks, the people, overwhelmed their algorithm. Their algorithm just could not keep up, and it didn't matter how many mail-in fraudulent votes they tried to slip into the system, they could not overcome the massive turnout by the great folks of Arizona. So Mark Finchem is now the Republican candidate headed into the general election for Secretary of State. Wow, how many of us might be moving to Arizona? Carrie Lake is governor, Mark Finchem is Secretary of State. Amazing. Well, we'll also be joined later by not only Mark Finchem, we're going to be also, that's Mike right there. All right, hold on. Hey, Mike, we're live on the air.
Brandon, did you, I tried calling Logan, he didn't answer.
All right, Logan, Mike is ready for you to call him on Skype.
No, I'm not ready yet. We're doing the thing right now with Sarah Palin. Give me about 15 minutes, Brandon.
15, all right, we'll do it in 15. Okay, bye. All right, so Mike now is going to join us in 15 minutes. He's at an event for Sarah Palin, as you just heard. I think you can probably hear my phone. So we'll be joined by Mike in about 15 minutes. And then we'll be joined, as I said, by State Representative, now Secretary of State, candidate Mark Finchem, and Senator Sonny Borelli of Arizona will join us. All of them checking in to give us their thoughts on this big primary night in the great state of Arizona last night. Well, we traveled here from, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. That's the thing about CPAC, folks, and an open floor. Lots of people walk by, and of course, you have to say hi and be nice, right? Particularly when you've known them for 20 years, and one of them just walked by. It took me a minute to see who he was. He had a ball cap on. I've known him for 20 years. But that's the great thing about CPAC, is it is open. And we got a huge booth this year compared to what we've had in past years. We bought a much, much bigger booth. We have the entire broadcast team with us. Logan is here. Reagan is here. Van is here. And so we drove down here yesterday. And I think at some point we hit the temperatures of 103, is what it said on the thermometer in the car. 103, a hot, hot, hot drive over. 16-foot enclosed trailer with all of this equipment, as you can well imagine, and spent the day setting it up. And then here we are, broadcasting with you now. Steve Bannon was on live from this desk just the hour before me. He'll be here every night this week broadcasting. Roger Stone, I think, will also be here at the desk. Is that right, Logan? Roger going to be here? Yep, Roger should be here broadcasting. And we've got Already, I texted with Carrie Lake myself today, asking her to come on by. So she's going to come by and be on. I think Sarah Palin's going to be on. I know I've already scheduled an interview with Governor of Texas, Ken Paxton. So, Dr. Peter McCullough. So that's just who we have so far, folks. So it's going to be a big Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday here at CPAC. So tweet, text, email, Facebook, Gitter, let all your family and friends know live right here at CPAC Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then, of course, don't forget August 20 and 21, the Moment of Truth Conference. We now have over 1,000 VIPs registered. You have to be invited, but you are not going to miss out because all of this broadcast stuff you see here and then some will be part of the conference, August 20 and 21, the Moment of Truth. So none of us are going to miss it. We'll have two anchor desks. We'll have the main anchor desk on the stage, and then we'll have another one that we will be interviewing a lot of people from. Many of those will not be live because we do not want to interrupt the live stream of the Moment of Truth conference, but we will be interviewing a lot of those 1,000-plus key leaders. I'll be at this desk, and I'll be putting all those onto a hard drive, saving those interviews and bringing them to you over the course of several days after the Moment of Truth conference. So we're going to have the opportunity not only to watch the conference unfold live August 20 and 21 right here on Lindell TV, but then we're going to take full advantage of the opportunity to do some one-on-one interviews with many of those VIP guests. So it's going to be a great 2 days to get a lot of content to share with you, our viewing friends here on Lindell TV. So we've got a lot going on. Now, before we go to Garland Favorito, let me just tell you, all of this costs an incredible amount of money to do. You can't even believe what this booth cost. I think I saw that our bandwidth bill is going to be, for this 3 days, it's going to be $17,000, folks. Just our bandwidth bill. Why do I mention all that? Because we are a listener-supported network. If you appreciate all we're doing, and folks, I've been traveling literally since 1989 on the road, traveling and speaking. I don't need one more thing to go to, and Logan will tell you I generally complain about it. I'm happy to not leave the studio anymore. To be stuck in the studio is not a bad thing for me at all. But we do come out here on the road to try to bring you programming with special guests. And so if you appreciate the effort and the expense we go to, not only for these special events, but every day bringing you Lindell TV, we need your support. So please consider going right now to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Is that the code we're using this weekend, Logan? All right. Oh, it's a Lindell Report. Well, okay, we have to get one also for this weekend. Remind me. But for Lindell Report, you're right, L77. Use that code L77 and save up to, 66% on many of those products there. So, again, we appreciate your support. Don't forget, where's my coffee? Where's my bag of my coffee? I even brought up my bag of coffee with me, guys. Throw it over here, Logan. And look at that. Oh, yeah, there you go. And by the way, Steve Bannon, I wish I had that on audio and video. Steve Bannon just praising Logan up one wall and down the other. You know, there's nothing that makes a dad happier than when notable people praise your kids, right? He just couldn't say enough nice things about Logan. And he said, you know, I'm not probably an easy guy to work for. I'm pretty tough on my crew. And he said, but your son, I don't have to ever worry about him. He is really gifted. So we appreciate Logan. And we appreciate Reagan and Van. So anyway, I brought my coffee with me. Literally, my coffee. That's double. My coffee as in it's mine. And it's also the My Coffee now. So if you want to support us, there you do. All you got to do is go to mystore.com. Use that promo code L77. Save up to 25% on this. And get a great cup of coffee every day, however many cups you drink. And I could use one now because we're wiped out and it's just starting. The drive here, the setting up, the heat, we're already worn out. But if you want to get some great coffee, it's 100% organic. You don't have to worry about all the pesticides and stuff. Go to mystore.com. Use that promo code L77. So mypillow.com, mystore.com, promo code L77 to support Lindell TV and Mike Lindell and his quest to fix 2021. All right, let's go to Garland Favorito before we're joined by Mike Lindell and then Senator Sonny Borelli and Senate State Representative Mark Fincham, who is now the official Republican candidate for the general election for Secretary of State in Arizona. Before we check in with all those, let's check in first with Garland Favorito of VoterGA.com. Garland, how you doing, my friend?
Hello, Brandon. Good day yesterday, apparently.
Yeah. So we, I called you today, and I said, "Hey, Garland, let's do a little report on what you thought about Arizona." And so, you said, "Okay, Brandon, I'll go do some work and some research, and we'll do that." So, tell me, what is it you found out, Garland?
Well, I guess the biggest concern is that it's never over until it's over. And you know, we all know what happened in 2020 when all of a sudden all these ballots materialized. So we got to hope that doesn't happen again. But right now it's looking pretty good. But I just, you know, the only way really to verify an election is to count the actual physical ballot. And that way we know for sure that the machine, you know, is counting accurately. The thing that I thought was kind of interesting is that Carrie Lake's opponent appeared to outperform her poll projections by 20 points.
Wow.
And if this is the same thing that happened in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger outperformed his polling projections by about 20 points. And we're still trying to see the ballot here. So we're fighting to see the ballots. We filed a lawsuit in all 159 counties, and the county's attorneys are fighting us tooth and nail, even though the election boards want to go along with it.
Yeah. So what do you think? So clearly, I mean, would we don't want our strategy to be, well, let's get out there and overshadow the algorithm. That's not a good strategy. I mean,
exactly.
if that's what we have to do, okay. But that's not really a strategy that's not the way it should be. It should not be that way. But apparently, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I know it's live TV, but correct me if I'm wrong. Does it appear as though that's exactly what happened, though? Carrie Lake was able to overrun the algorithm with all the voter turnout?
It does appear that way because of the 20-point, a 20 extra points that were given to her opponent by the machines, according to the polls. Of course, you can't always believe polls either. But, you know, the real way, I think, to do this, as you said, rather than try to overshadow the algorithm, let's just check to make sure there are no algorithms on the machines. It's a very common sense approach. And the elections officials in many states, the top elections officials, are fighting us tooth and nail to prevent us from doing that. That tells me that there is an algorithm running in multiple states.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and this guy lives in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., lived there his whole life. His mother is actually the one that typed up the papers that the Attorney General, I think it was, took to the White House to subpoena the Nixon tapes. If he needed it, he had the papers there. His mother's one that typed them up. He's a big history buff. And his question for me, and this guy's very informed, but his question for me was, "Hey, where are we at with all the voter fraud? I mean, what have they really uncovered? What have they really found? And is it as much as you guys thought?" And the point I'm making is, my friend is very informed, but so many good conservative informed Americans are not getting all the data because most of the media is ignoring it. And, you know, do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, this is not like talking to someone who doesn't read, doesn't pay attention, but trying to get our own conservative friends who do care to understand we have more voter fraud data confirmed than you can shake a stick at.
Well, exactly, Brandon. And, you know, you can't even rely on the so-called conservative media.
Right.
That, you know, really the only folks out there that are actually telling the truth right now are you know, you guys and, of course, Bannon and Real America's Voice and OAN. The rest of the news media, even though they claim to be conservative, are pretty much in the tank for claiming that there was no election fraud. And we have got massive evidence of election fraud in the 2020 election.
Yeah. Probably that's how I like to handle the telemarketers too, right?
Right, just shut them off.
They're pretty persistent though. All right, so
spam call.
Well, it looks like Mark Fincham. Did you see anything in Mark Fincham's race?
Yeah, I was very encouraged by the fact that, you know, he looks like he has won it. So to have a real Secretary of State in a state is going to be tremendous. I can't imagine what Arizona is going to do if Mark carries the election in November.
Is there really, though, any way that any reasonable person could think that Arizona is going to elect a liberal Democrat governor, a liberal Democrat Secretary of State at this point? You really think that? I mean, they can't get away with it in the general. Who's going to buy that?
Well, right. We have the exact same problem here in Georgia. I mean, Georgia and Arizona are really red states. And the only way they can overcome that is by an algorithm and then hiding the ballots from us to make sure that we can't verify the results.
Right.
And the fact that they are hiding the ballots in Arizona and hiding the ballots in Georgia and Michigan as well, and a couple other states, that tells us that the elections are corrupt. That's really all you need to know. Ballots should be public record across the country.
And I saw where Chris Kobach won the primary for attorney general up in Kansas. I've known Chris for 20 years, and he spoke at one of my Worldview Weekend conferences in Olathe, Kansas, many, many years ago as well. I think he was Secretary of State at one time for Kansas. Now I see where Chris Kobach has won attorney general in Kansas. So again, these are primary, but if we can get some America First, law and order people actually to win some elections, I mean, we got a chance of saving this republic, maybe.
Well, absolutely. And as you know, Brandon, we've talked about this before, we are in a war. There are people who don't want us to save the republic, and they will cheat to prevent us from saving the republic. And that's where we are right now. So we have got to continue fighting to ensure that it is impossible to cheat in an election.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so tell me any new updates in any other states, including your state of Georgia, since we last talked to you.
Yeah, so the big updates here in Georgia is that we have now have, of course, as I mentioned, I think on the show before, we are suing all 159 counties to see the ballots from the 2022 primary, where Brad Raffensperger outperformed his poll results by 20 points. Several of the counties have already, the election boards have agreed to unseal and audit that election. However, several counties, two counties right now, are being blocked by their county attorneys. And it's really bizarre because the county attorneys, or at least the board attorneys, are supposed to work for these boards. And the board wants to create an order to basically unseal the ballots. And the county attorneys are saying that, no, we're not going to write the order. That's bad. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea for the public to know what the actual ballot said.
Wow. Wow. Logan, let me ask you, Logan, go to frankclips.com. Can we play that trailer for Moment of Truth? Can we play that in this hour? All right. We got a trailer to play for you guys as well tonight here in just a minute.
Great trailer.
Maybe we could play it while Garland's on here as well. Let me know when you're ready with that. Sorry to spring that on you. Oh,
yeah,
you think
I
you're
just
ready?
Saw it this afternoon. It was fantastic.
And you're going to be with us August 2021 in Springfield, Missouri.
Yes, I will. And I'm going to prove that the voting system in Georgia was electronically altered. At least the ballot images were electronically altered in Fulton County, the 2020 election.
Excellent. Excellent. So your chance, folks, to get more from Garland Favorito during that live streaming event that we'll be bringing you here at Lindell TV, August 20 and 21, August 20 and 21. And Garland is going to be there in person along with many, many, many other favorites that you see here regularly on Lindell TV. All right, let's go to this brand new trailer on the Moment of Truth. This is awesome. I just saw this for the first time last night. We've just released it. Watch this. Uh-oh. You want to come back to me? All right. All right, so no audio. They're going to work on that. Let me know if we get that fixed. No audio for some reason. Great imagery, though, and it's a great trailer. We're going to get that fixed. All right, Garland, your website is voterga.com, correct?
Actually, it's voterga.org.
.org. Yeah. Voterga.org. Yeah. Voterga.org. All right, I think we got the audio now. Let's go back to that.
Today, I address you not only as a citizen of the United States, but as an American, standing for all humanity. We are faced with the gravest of challenges. For the first time in the history of our nation, technology has been activated that attacks our Constitution with a capacity to destroy our future.
Absolute proof of the biggest cyber attack in history. It's a takeover of our country.
We must remove voting machines and any electronic devices from all elections forever. All of you praying with us need to know. We have the tools and evidence to prevent catastrophic results, and we can secure our freedom. Everything that can be done to prevent this disaster is being called into service. The human drive for excellence, knowledge. Every step of the ladder of experience has been taken to expose the truth.
Let's take their country. How are we going to do it? Let's use it with computers so we don't even have to fire a shot.
Data experts have worked countless hours to bring forth the truth to the American people. This is a war on national security. This is a war between good and evil. This is a war that will affect what our country becomes.
I just want to know everyone out there, all the evil that's out there, we are never quitting till we get to the truth, ever.
Through all the chaos that is our history, through all of the wrongs and discord, through all the pain and suffering, through all our times, there is one thing that has nourished and elevated our souls, and that is our faith in God and courage. We must be brave.
And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. We will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Elections have consequences. These selections are transforming the spirit of our country. The focus of the entire nation must be on this event, the Moment of Truth.
God gave me a platform for a voice for such a time as this.
We as a people must stand for the American dream. One nation under God. For liberty and justice for all.
If the election of 2020 didn't happen, we would never, ever, ever have gotten to this great place we're going to get to. Trust me on that. Ever. This was all God's plan, and we are in the greatest revival for Jesus in history. God bless you all. Thank
Mike
you.
Lindell presents Live, the Moment of Truth Summit on frankspeech.com. Sign up now.
All right, folks. Again, mark your calendar, August 20 and 21. Tweet it, text it, email, Facebook, Gitter, call people, tell people, get the word out. Let's have a humongous, historic turnout for the Moment of Truth Summit, August 20 and 21. Live from Springfield, Missouri, the Show Me State, and boy, are we going to show you some stuff, aren't we, Garland?
Absolutely, I'll be ready.
All right, voterga.org, voterga.org. Thanks for being with us, Garland, and all you're doing.
Anytime, Brandon. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you, Garland. Great team effort. All right, so that's Garland Favorito, and again, he'll be with us live in person. One of the more than 1,000 VIPs, analysts, patriots, grassroots activist that Mike Lindell has confirmed by invitation only, but don't despair. Logan, myself, Reagan, Van, the whole team, we will be there, and we will be bringing all of our cameras, all of the angles, making sure you don't miss anything. And then on top of it, I said earlier in the broadcast, we'll also have a second news desk, just like we have here, set up, and we'll be putting a lot of interviews in the can. We'll do a lot of those personal one-on-one interviews, save those interviews, kind of behind-the-scenes interviews, personal interviews, and then bring those to you on Brandon House Live in the subsequent days after that conference, August 20 and 21. So it's going to be a great 2 days in the beautiful state of Missouri. Missouri, great state. All right. Don't forget again, folks, before we go to State Representative Mark Finchem and Senator Borelli, don't forget about the fact that, again, we are brought to you by you. We are a listener-supported program. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, the new sandals. There's those 2-inch, 3-inch mattress toppers for college dorms that are a lifesaver. So many resources there to purchase for yourself, for friends, housewarming gifts, those kids going off to college later this month. Many of them, that's going to be the case. Many colleges are already starting here in August and then some more in September. So do some of that shopping for those college kids there. Wedding gifts, housewarming gifts. And then go to mystore.com as well. Get your refill of the coffee if you need it. He said last week he had to order another tractor trailer load of the My Coffee. So go there to mystore.com and use that promo code L77, or is it Coffee7 we're using for that, Logan? Use that promo code Coffee7, Coffee7, when you go to mystore.com and order your My Coffee light, medium, or dark roast to whole bean or ground. Use that promo code Coffee7 at mystore.com. Save up to 25% when you do that and support this broadcast outlet.